This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Batar, I bet we have a load of new listeners and a load of new folks that have gone on to advancedmedicine.com, signed up to be part of the Ahead Map since the TTAC event a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we've got a couple of thousand. I think we're close to 3,000 people that have gone there. And Robert, it's time, but you put out your invitation code, too, and we start talking about that. I think actually you did right before the TTAC event, but we have had some pretty interesting feedback and pretty excited about where we're going with this. I actually need to follow up with Dale Bigtree because he was really blown away by the Van VCD. We spent probably about 30 to 45 minutes kind of going through and showing the different features of the Van VCD, which is also available at advancedmedicine.com. And
yeah, I like that it's all available under one umbrella now. It's less confusing for folks. So if you want to submit data about your kids and their vaccine experience, and this is not about necessarily adverse reactions as much as it's focusing on developmental issues, educational issues, interaction, and it's reporting by the parents, whether they've been vaccinated fully, partially, or not at all. It's giving excellent, excellent information. And so when you go to advancedmedicine.com, I want you to, if you haven't already done that, add to the flowing information field that we need that was sorely lacking prior to this.
Yeah, if you go under analysis tools and just look up Van VCD and fill in that information, it only takes about 2 minutes, but it's really a real-time study is what it is. And as you know, to have statistical significance, you have to have an N of 32, meaning you have to have 32 variables or 32 different subjects that have been studied. And here we've got N exceeding well over 11,000, almost 12,000 now. And
excellent.
Of course, the goal is to get 1 million people. So, you know, please go and look at that. It'll only take you a couple of minutes. It doesn't matter if your kids are 50 years old and you're in your 70s, fine. Fill in and then pay it forward and pass it on to everybody else and let people know about it. So it's pretty exciting to get this data, but we've got people from over 100 countries that have submitted data. You can pull this up by sex, by age, by country, and look at ahead of peer group, with peer group, or behind peer groups. It's really pretty interesting. You can look by underlying diagnosis, whether it's ADHD, whether it's autism spectrum delay, whether it's pervasive developmental delay, whatever the case is. So, and even down to parents, the ailments that they may have, to see how many parents with XY issue had children that were behind the peer group, with peer group, or ahead of the peer group based upon their vaccination history. So pretty versatile information.
Well, and this information falls in line with, you know, today we're celebrating the 201st birthday of Antoine Béchamp. This was the guy that set us up to understand the law of the terrain that apparently no American doctors learn about in medical school. In Europe, they still acknowledge him, but we still got a long way to go to really, you know, get that mass understanding of the law of the terrain, because it's what you've talked about, what you've written about talking about the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. These concepts keep flowing through everything you do, Dr. Batar, as do I. And it's getting the good stuff in, getting the garbage out. It's like those basic concepts. It's the how we do it. You know, everybody's got nuances to that. But this vaccination issue is about polluting the terrain. And, of course, the allopaths claim that somehow it makes them stronger, makes their immune system better. And, of course, it's under that faulty, immature notion that simply having an antibody is all that nature needed to prevent disease, which is only one of many factors and maybe not the most important one at all.
Well, I think that Dale Bigtree did a really, really, really outstanding job, very passionate. And the data that he presents and the conclusions that he reaches, which are completely common sense that somebody who's only, you know, one neuron short of a synapse type of thing would even get. And it outlines it really well. So that presentation is actually going to be online at the Van Dee CDS where people submit the data. But if they want to know what the current research shows, they can watch this presentation. And I think that it really behooves everyone to listen to it, because when you actually go in, let's say we're not biased either way. Let's say we're looking at this from a completely objective standpoint. Mm-hmm. By the time you reach the conclusion at the end of this lecture, the conclusion that any person with reasonable intellect will reach is that vaccines are not safe, they have not been proven, and there is greater risk than there is benefit, and so we should be very judicious in our approach to whether or not we should utilize this without any emphasis on safety. And that's mm-hmm. the key, that there's not enough safety data, and many of these things are just thrown out there. So I really like that presentation, even though when you're watching it, you're a little bit hesitant because you think Dell's going to stroke out. But other than that, really
he was, like I said, I said on the stage, I said it was like we were at Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show when he was doing his thing. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I said, preach it, Dell, preach it. So, yeah, I can't wait. And as soon as we know that you're going to be on the High Wire show with Dell to release this information, obviously we'll let it out here as well. By the way, if you need an invitation code from the Robert Scott Bell Show, once you go to advancedmedicine.com to plug into the Ahead map and everything else, your invitation code specific to the Robert Scott Bell Show is 1358-1358. I believe it's also Super Don put it in the show notes today, so check it out, robertscottbell.com. Now, speaking of the vaccine issue, I think Governor Jerry Brown, the only thing left to do in their declaration of an emergency over what they're calling a deadly hepatitis A outbreak is to just start airdropping syringes filled with Hep A vaccines on the people of California. What the hell is going on there that they're actually having to declare a state of emergency?
Especially in a condition that is self-limiting. I mean, hepatitis A is not something that, it's not like hepatitis B or hepatitis C. Hepatitis A is considered self-limiting, which basically means that you let it run its course and it runs its course. I mean, there's not much you can do to prevent it, and there's not much you can do to reduce it or, you know, get rid of it. It just runs, it's like a cold, you know, it runs its course type of thing. And so to now declare, it's like almost declaring a national or a state emergency, statewide emergency for a cold. Now, I'm not saying that hepatitis A is like a cold. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when something is self-limiting, it's generally not considered to be, sure, people will die from a flu, but self-limiting. It goes through its course, you know, vitamin C, lots of fluid, make sure your nutritional status is up, rest, and it basically goes away. So the strange thing is with hepatitis A now that they're calling it a statewide emergency, and that's just kind of weird. I mean, there's something else going on here.
Yeah, exactly. And it does fit into our celebration today of Antoine Béchamp, because they're acknowledging it's running rampant in their homeless community because of unsanitary conditions. And it's also being transmitted through contact with fecal material. Of course, if you've got sewage in the place you sleep, that's problematic. Of course, we go back to what Chris Barr was talking about last hour. Apparently, a European doctor had said it may be a legend, may not be exact. Who knows? But they put a big wheelbarrow of manure under the Eiffel Tower and said to Antoine Béchamp and to Pasteur, "What will you do to deal with this?" And of course, Pasteur says, well, I'll douse it in boric acid, we'll attack it with this, attack it with that, and just like a good allopath. And Béchamp says, hey, I'm just going to remove the wheelbarrow and get it to where it belongs.
So, I mean, isn't that like amazing? I mean, my nurse practitioner, Jane, you know, has always told me that I use my analogies are too graphic, but that's what I say. You know, what's the most important thing? If you've got a foul-smelling bathroom, people come up with all these different solutions. How about just flushing the toilet?
Yeah. Get it out, man. Of course, you can move that manure to an appropriate place, like where you're growing crops, if it's prepared properly. And of course, it's the cycle of life. But now we've got, of course, very toxic people with very toxic poop. It's not just, you know, metabolic waste converted into excrement. It is now a whole host of chemical signatures that have never before been in the environment before the last 100 or so years. So we are challenged, and I think this is, you know, a big part of the law of the terrain and the rise of strange and very rare cancers becoming not so strange and far less rare.
I completely agree. So you've got the issue with these chemicals that you're talking about, you've got other metals, and you've got the ratios, the propensity for just seeing these things in a high concentration. And then you're also looking at the compensatory mechanism of the body having to adjust to compensate for these things that are not naturally occurring. And now the metabolic pathways are altering. So now we've got Bruce Lipton's work again in play, where the expression of the genetic code is based upon the environmental trigger. And the environmental trigger we're dealing with are things that have not been in our within our own environment, within our body's environment previously. So there's all sorts of different cascades going on. And it kind of brings me back to H. Edward Griffin and his, you know, the speech.
Oh, G. Edward Griffin, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, G. Edward Griffin, right, exactly. So it's interesting with his book with the creature from Jekyll Island, and I don't know when he wrote that, what, 40, 50 years ago, but that's really what's happening. We're becoming the creature from Jekyll Island.
Yeah, and of course he was talking about monetary pollution or monetary deficiency, as I've always liked to kind of bridge the gap to help people understand biology and physiology in a little different way. And of course, with hepatitis A or any liver disease, we would be remiss if we didn't talk again selenium. Remember, we talked with Chris Barr when we were both together at the Best Answer for Cancer. And, you know, we use homeopathic liver drainage remedies. The silver, of course, is virostatic. So there are some things we can do to reduce severity and duration without harming the body. But to encourage the body, we also need to replenish the minerals that have been lost. And that's a key part of your protocol.
Without a doubt. I think that mineral replacement may be as important as, if not more important, than the removal of the heavy metals. Because, as you know, heavy metals will displace essential minerals. So if you have adequate amount of essential minerals, then there is a thought process here that there's not sufficient effect from the metals to cause a displacement of these essential minerals. But regardless, it is as important, if not more important.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we talked about the terrain corruption. And there's an interesting article we'll start with. We got about a minute before break, but the question is, how is breast cancer related to axillary lymph nodes? And I'm thinking, how is it related? I mean, it's got everything to do with it because, you know, Sid Singer wrote the book about wearing bras that are too tight and restrict lymphatic movement. We also talk about the use of antiperspirants, especially aluminum containing, all of these things that sludge up the lymphatic system, lack of exercise, lack of walking, etc. But my goodness, are they just now figuring this out in medicine?
The question here is, how is breast cancer related to the axillary lymph nodes? The question
yeah.
should be, how is any cancer related to any lymph node?
Yeah, exactly, because they all are. You know what? We're going to take a break here. That's where we're going next, folks. You want to learn about the relationship that the axillary lymph nodes are all lymph nodes to cancer. And if a lymph node is swollen, does that mean it's cancerous and needs to be removed? Or is that just silly? And I'm saying it nicely, because you're removing your body's ability to move it out the canal, the drainage system of the body. We'll be back with Dr. Bitar, more advanced medicine after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, if you were watching the YouTube of the Robert Scott Bell Show, you would have to drink a shot right now because Super Don was not paying attention. Oh well, no, but it can. But for people that don't take breaks and watch it on YouTube, it counts. They get to play the game on the breaks too. You know what? You have to announce you're taking a break. If not, it's fair game. All bets are off. You are in, and you got busted. Anyway. What? I didn't? When did I say? I always say
okay,
take
can
over.
We, can we get on with the show? We're out of you guys getting one.
Yeah, sorry. We're taking away from Dr. Batar's valuable advanced medicine show. We can't do that. That means a double shot. Okay, Dr. Batar. We started talking. I sort of threw it all out there just to plant the seeds for you and knock it out of the park, of course. What do these lymph nodes, particularly the axillary lymph nodes, have to do with breast cancer, or a broader sense, lymph nodes have to do with any cancer?
Well, the only relevance of the axillary lymph nodes to breast cancer, as we know, is the proximity of those lymph nodes to the breast tissue. But, you know, I think the discussion should certainly be on all lymph nodes in their relationship to cancer. And this is one of the things that, even at this TTAC, I had two different people, Robert, that came up to me that said that they had heard from the previous TTAC when I had lectured. They talked to me during or between presentations, and I had talked to them about the lymph nodes specifically, because they were asking these questions specifically about, you know, lymph node dissection and the removal of lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. And they said the conversations that one particular lady said that they wanted to get 13 lymph nodes that had been, what was it? It was 13 lymph nodes that they wanted to take out, and she refused. And they told her basically the lymph cancer was in the lymph nodes. Out of 16 lymph nodes, they want to take 13 out. First, they want to take all 16 out. They said, okay, let's just take these 13 out. She refused. And I guess they could palpate them. Usually, you don't know how many lymph nodes you're going to take out until you're actually in the body, and then they take out whatever they're going to take out. But The point being with this particular lady, she refused. And 7 months, 8 months later, on follow-up, there were only there was only a little bit of swelling in the area, and now she's completely fine. And her workup showed that the resolution, I think it was a PET scan that they did, showed resolution as far as all her symptomology. There was no uptake. And she was just ecstatic. She gave me a huge hug and thanked me. And so I think this is just a general thing. I'm not saying that if you follow this advice, it's going to work for everybody. But I will tell you, this is how the body works. So let's discuss how the body works. Very simply, the lymph nodes are the filter of the body. And if you remove a filter, which is supposed to filter things that are not supposed to be there, i.e. cancer cells and viruses and bacteria and other sludge, et cetera, et cetera. If you remove the filter, sure, you're not going to have the filter swelling up anymore, because that's why the lymph nodes swell up, because it's catching all this stuff. Sure, you're not going to have the swelling symptoms, and so you think, oh, you get a false sense of security. Oh, there's nothing going on. But there's nothing filtering it, so now it's just going off through the body. So that when you have a lymph node that swells up, be thankful, because your body is working the way it's supposed to, and whatever it is inside the lymph node that's making it swell up, you know it's not circulating through the rest of the body. The lymph nodes are catching it, and they're going to get rid of it through the lymphatic system. So in cancer, there is a generalized systemic, meaning the entire body, stagnation of the lymphatics, where it's just not working, where things are not flowing. It's not just stagnation of the lymphatics. You've got stagnation of circulation. You've got stagnation of energy, of chi. You've got stagnation of the spirit. You've got a stagnation overall. You've got metabolism stagnation. So movement is very important. Whether you move your spirit, if you're resistant to something, moving into it, I believe that's one of the components of cancer. And you probably noticed, Robert, my lecture this time versus last time. Last time I was the one who was talking all about the natural killer cells and how we stimulate them and the R-sodas, et cetera, the five-step program. In fact, I don't think I mentioned our five-step program to addressing cancer this time, but we spoke specifically about the mindset. And again,
yes.
I noticed that was all about stagnation of the mindset and getting the mindset moving. So stagnation is the key, I think, in cancer. And when it comes to the physiological system, it's a stagnation of the lymphatic.
Stagnation of the mind, right? Mental stagnation. Again, we talk about health on this show as it ultimately, we like to integrate it into everything, but we acknowledge that health, or the lack of it, or the loss of it, comes from what? Wrong thinking. You talked about spiritual toxicity as well. Physical toxicity, emotional, mental. And of course, I add into the mix here on talk radio a little economic and political. So all of these things play in. It's not like you can disconnect them from the whole if they're part of your life. And what we like to do is bring that all together. That's what we call advanced medicine. That's why Dr. Bitar is a rock star in his own right, whether he likes to admit it or not. His lymphatic system is moving, and he's trying to get yours moving too. Folks, we've got to do more, including talking about sugar and cancer. So we want to acknowledge the terrain there. Do you feed it sugar, and what happens then? And I do have an unusual question of the day related to sleep when you don't want it. Stick with us after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'd like to make things as simple as possible for you when dealing with ailments, you know, diseases as such. You know, there, unfortunately, many people are not trained to kind of make it make sense so that you know what you're doing. Now, a lot of people will go into the medical community because they've kind of given up on their self-regulation and how to help, care for themselves. And they say, doc, take care of me. Of course, that's not engaging in your own healing and recovery process. And if a doctor says, sure, no problem, come on in, I'll do everything, you might want to find another doctor if you really want to get well. You've got to be engaged in this process of recovery. Part of that engagement is learning. It's being open. And what's cool about many things that are cool about Dr. Bitar is, and this is many years ago I learned this, that if a patient came in with something interesting and intriguing that he didn't know, Dr. Bitar didn't play all, oh yeah, I know that, I know everything. He's like, oh, let me learn about that. And he'd look into it. If it was bonk, it was bonk. But if it was good, hey, this could be interesting. And of course, folks out there, you know, like that wife of the doctor I met on the airplane, just has gone out of her mind in a good way to find a way to help herself. to engage and then work with doctors who are willing to work with her, not do it for her. And I think that's the one of the distinctions between someone who comes to you, Dr. Batar, who are like, you know what, no matter what I do, I can't help you, versus those that come to you and you know all that you're able to do is going to be tremendously successful.
Well, I appreciate those generous words, Robert. I think that the healing process, it's the key component that, as you said, the person, the individual who's suffering needs to have that level of commitment, and it also has to have a willingness to do what it takes. Having the victim attitude just slows the healing process down. It may actually just completely inhibit it, but I'm trying to be generous by saying that it inhibits it and slows it down. So right. I think that engagement and the desire to get better, you have to have a burning desire. I think anything in life comes down to you having a burning desire as opposed to just having a mild inclination. You know, one of the favorite tricks that a physician had taught me when I was early in my education in medicine, this trick that he said is he had told me that you have to get a person to commit. And so the trick was you ask a patient, well, how much effort are you willing to put forward to get better? Like what percentage out of 1 out of 100, how much percentage? And the patients will think about it and say, oh, I don't know, 85%, right? And so what I do now is I'll start writing on the chart, like I'm doing something official. I'll say, if a patient is willing to give 85% commitment to getting better, and I, as their physician, will also commit to 85%. Whoa, wait a second, doc. What do you mean you're only going to give 85%? How can you expect me to give 100% when it's your health that you're only going to give 85%? You know, so let's get real. Let's put the BS aside and let's get real here. Are you willing to get better? And if you're willing to give 100%, then I'll give you 100%. But if you're only willing to get 85%, there's no way that somebody's going to be committed to your health more than you are. Mm-hmm. And this, when you start putting a person and you make them aware of this mindset aspect, I think there you start getting that buy-in. And once you've got the buy-in, then I think the issue that you were talking about with this, with the participation and those aspects, you know, where a person now is ready to engage fully. And the reason I've never said that I know something if I don't, or, you know, it's always acting decisively, but also allowing the individual that entrusting their health in your hands to know that if I don't know something, or if my staff doesn't know something, we will find out. We will help you. And this is how we learn. I've learned more from patients, Robert, as I'm sure you have too.
Absolutely.
You know, taking care of people that are sick. So it's really one of those very exhilarating things, because you don't know which patient is going to be the next one that allows you to add to your arsenal just from having the privilege of taking care of them.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I feel keeps me young, the you know, feeling like I'm in school every day. Not in the sense of where I'm being indoctrinated, because there are a lot of things about school I didn't like. But once I got engaged into schooling that I liked, that was because I was motivated to learn it for my own health's sake, and then I was finding things that weren't, lies, for lack of a better way to say it. And I was totally engaged and hungry, and that's why when people bring interesting or intriguing things, I'm open to hear about it. Now, a lot of times it doesn't pan out. That's okay. But there are a lot of times there's a whole other world out there that we're not yet aware of that'll, you know, unfold as we become, you know, able to handle a new level of consciousness, for lack of a better way to say it. Now, one of the things that has changed is that Fortune magazine, of all things, a mainstream magazine, is now acknowledging the deadly link between sugar and cancer. But is there anything that they're getting wrong or not getting completely, right? Will this be the next thing? It'll be only about sugar. You know it. You've said it. I love when you say cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. Anybody that says that it makes them sound extra smart. But it is. But it's more than that.
Yeah, it is more than that. You know, one of the lectures that was given at TTAC by Dr. Thomas Seyfried was a really, really interesting lecture, because he was talking about not only glucose but also glutamine. And that is an area that I have not looked at, but some of the studies that they had done. Did you attend his? Well, I don't know whether you saw his lecture or not.
I actually was able to introduce him and I think take him off the stage after. But he was no. That was okay. I know he was like a PhD level guy.
He was at Boston. Yeah, he was a PhD from Boston University, and he was keynote on the.
That was intense.
Yes, it was a great presentation. So the bottom line is that sugar, you know, when I say it's the obligate glucose metabolizer, it means that it is obligated to use sugar because it is dependent upon sugar. And so it's interesting that there are supposedly only five things that can enter a cancer cell. That's glucose, water, vitamin C, rubidium, and cesium. Those are the only five substances that can easily traverse the cell membrane of a cancer cell. And I don't know whether it's specifically based upon the morphological configuration of the cancer cell's membrane or whether it's a voltage issue. I think it may be more really a voltage issue. As you know, the voltage of a cancer cell is somewhere between negative 30 to negative 40, negative 25 to negative 40 volts. And the healthy cells are resonating at the voltage is somewhere in the plus 5 to 15 volts.
Mm-hmm.
So cancer cells have a very specific component, a very specific characteristic. For example, an acidic environment is more hospitable to cancer. An anaerobic environment is more hospitable to cancer. Cancer does not like oxygen. Oxygen acts as a drug against cancer. So sugar is one of those things. Again, it's an opposite glucose metabolizer. If you can cut off sugar to the cancer, it's actually going to be detrimental to the cancer. If you can actually introduce oxygen to cancer, it's actually going to be detrimental. So our mm-hmm. philosophy in our treatment has always been to change the environment of the cancer so that it makes it less hospitable to the cancer. Instead of going after the shark, I want to change the environment so the shark can't attack. If you just take it out of the ocean, it renders it pretty harmless.
Well, it's the idea of killing mosquitoes with toxic pesticides versus draining a swamp where they grow. And though there's still areas of water that are stagnant, once again, that term stagnation. Again, law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp comes right back up. And as I said, our attack and kill mentality was borrowed by the Pentagon, by war-making machinery. It's like that, we learn how to kill things from doctors.
That's true. That's very, very true. So we as individuals, having the wherewithal of knowing that, look, there's certain things that we can harness to benefit our patients, anybody, if they know that there's certain characteristics that are going to give them an advantage, they're going to take advantage of those characteristics and utilize them. And so we know the cancer has certain common characteristics. Certain things will affect all cancer. Certain things are going to be detrimental to any type of cancer cell. So it behooves us to identify those things, harness them, and then utilize them as best we can to give the patient a greater chance, advantage, if you will, to dealing with the issue that they're dealing with. And, here's the beautiful thing. The more you can do that, mm-hmm. the less you really have to do because the body takes over. That's the most amazing thing. And so it's not rocket science. For example, when you just talked about the 201-year anniversary and they had the manure pile underneath the
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower, right. And they decided, which two things are you going to do? And one pastor said, do the boric acid, et cetera, et cetera. And Michonne said, just take the manure out. Well, it's that similar type of simplicity, mm-hmm. Why does a person have cancer? And people say, well, that's the million-dollar question. No, well, it's not really a million-dollar question. The reason they have cancer is because they've got a higher level of oxidative stress. And now you can start looking at their mindset. You can look at all the environmental things, what they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're breathing, et cetera, et cetera. And you understand that, okay, if there is garbage or manure in a wheelbarrow, remove the wheelbarrow full of manure. Get it out. And that's all we're doing, detoxification. Mm-hmm. when you ask that one word during the panel, give us one word to summarize. I don't know, the guy, Daryl Wolf, I guess it is, that they said doctor of detoxify.
Doctor detox, right, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't want to take his word because, that's my simple word, detoxification. That's the key to everything we do. So I didn't want to take his word. That's why I was trying to come up with something else. And he gave a very long spiel on what it was. They never used the word detoxify. So next
funny.
Time I'm just going to take the detoxify.
Just use it. Just take it. Don't be so kind. Just take the word. But, that's it. Clean the terrain. Clear the terrain. Of course, once again, we're back to the remineralization so that the function of the body is restored so it can escort the poop out, right? Escort the manure out. It takes those minerals to do that and the function to happen. And it was interesting, you mentioned the electrical charge of cancer as well. It was interesting talking years ago to Nick Gonzalez about this. Platinum-based chemo, cisplatin against silver, right? Silver carries an electrical charge. And they were both were able to kill, devastate the cancer cells, but one was indiscriminate. The platinum-based chemo just killed everything around it, where silver fortunately, did not have that indiscriminate aspect, and it didn't harm healthy cells that surrounded it, much like we see of the reason why we want anybody doing traditional oncology with chemo to take loads of these minerals to protect not the cancer cells, but the healthy cells that are surrounding them.
Right, right. It's exactly right. So, you know, I think that just listening to what we just said, but do you think any of this really sounds like rocket science, Robert? I mean, to me, it's pretty intuitive and simple, right?
It's straightforward to me. I like I said, but it's not. How do I say it? Is it counterintuitive? I mean, in a world that where you've been like illusioned, if you will, into existence, this idea that we have to attack and kill everything that threatens us, doesn't it make sense that this is kind of weird? I mean, for some people to hear this.
Well, that's what I was getting to. That some of the greatest truths, they're always simple. That's the one common denominator with great truths, is that they are simple. And it's almost, like you said, you know, it could be construed as almost counterintuitive. But follow the logic, and the logic will dictate which direction we go. And this is really what it comes down to. Take the garbage out, and now we deal with specific things that are specific to certain types of cancers. But the common characteristics is where I zero in on.
Yes. And what is it, Super Don, what is it that Forrest Gump used to say? Did he say life is like a box of chocolates, or did he say stupid is as stupid does? I can't remember at this point.
I think he said both.
Oh, he said both. Okay.
Yeah.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got more stories than we can cover together with Dr. Vitar. And now we're celebrating the birthday of Antoine Béchamp. Of course, the law of the terrain plays a vital role here on the show. MedicalRewind.com, you remember that. But now it's folded into AdvancedMedicine.com. Go there. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Archives also available on our Genesis Communications Network. That's who syndicates our radio broadcast around to the stations around the country. And then rebroadcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud as well, and now, of course, on YouTube. You can watch it live or catch it later. Dr. Vitar, we got questions coming in, and I kind of pre-cleared this one because this is an unusual one. I haven't actually gotten a question like this yet.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one comes from Barry. He says, or asks, do you have any thoughts about narcolepsy? And I'll be honest, I don't have a lot of thoughts about narcolepsy. It's not something I've had to address. So it's up to you, Dr. Vitar, to be the champion of this one for Barry.
Well, it's kind of a strange question. Do you have any thoughts about narcolepsy? I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of things, you know.
Right. No, I don't have any thoughts about it, so I don't know. But I guess if we were to rephrase it safely, we're going to do that for you, Barry. Dr. Vitar, have you ever had any patients with narcolepsy? If so, what did you do and what happened?
The answer is yes. And as far as what did we do and what the outcome was, narcolepsy is basically related to an airway issue that causes a person to fall asleep because the soft palate falls back, the epiglottis can collapse back. And that's one of the thought processes of what causes it. There are other thought processes as well. But the bottom line is that narcolepsy is a condition that causes an individual to basically fall asleep almost spontaneously, and that is associated usually with a problem with breathing. Their soft palate collapses back, and it just kind of induces a hypoxic-type response. So,
and they pass out into what appears to be a sleep state?
Yeah, I mean, they don't pass out. It's not like they have a lucid moment. They don't just, like, fall over, pass out, fainting type thing. But they'll be sitting there, and then they'll just fall asleep. And generally speaking, I have had three patients with narcolepsy. I mean, I've helped with other people with narcolepsy, like in the emergency rooms and such. Generally speaking, people with narcolepsy don't come in to see us for, you know, for the type of medicine that we do. It's interesting that most of my patients are very targeted. They have cancer or autism. That seems to represent probably 95% of my patients. And then we have a splattering of other things, including heart disease and some autoimmune conditions, MS, myasthenia gravis, mm-hmm. that type of stuff. But generally speaking, with something like narcolepsy, you know, first, like with everybody else, one, detoxify, and two, optimize nutrition. And then it's really one of those components that I would refer a person for surgery, where they end up doing a resection of the uvula, and or if it's sometimes they'll do like CPAP, or they'll do different, there's different components of addressing it. But narcolepsy is it's usually associated or diagnosed with a sleep study, and that's how it goes. That's how, you know, you go forward. So I'll give you an example. I had a uvuloplasty done as an outpatient procedure when I was still in the military, mm-hmm. and I was finding that when I was working in the ER, I mean, I would probably wake up 20 or 30 times. Of course, I wasn't aware of that, and then go right back to sleep. But during the sleep study, what they do is they've got you hooked up and to a monitor, and they're actually seeing how many minutes or how many seconds you actually desat, and your oxygen saturation drops down. And sometimes people will drop down to a 70% oxygen saturation, and then once the heart basically isn't getting enough oxygen pumped to the body, that's when the person will become restless and wake up. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they take a deep breath, they get oxygenation, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of people don't even know that they've got this condition. They just have sleep disturbances. Right? And then that causes left ventricular hypertrophy, so you end up having a cardiac condition, high blood pressure, et cetera. So really, narcolepsy is best dealt with, like everything else, detox and optimize your nutrition, then get a sleep study done. And if it's something as simple as a uvuloplasty, do that. Sometimes they'll put you on CPAP, pulmonary pressure.
Dr. Matar, a lot of people do have chronic systemic inflammation, can be localized in that area, and again, due to diet, lifestyle, toxicity. And so if we don't clear up the things we talk about and we jump immediately to surgery, that might not have been necessary. But if it is, it's available.
Right. I actually I would recommend that, yes, Robert. I would definitely look at nutrition and then supplementation and detoxification and then, you know, go that route. Usually the surgery is pretty benign, pretty quick. If it is something that can work for a person, if it's a usual thing.
Well, Barry, the second part of your question is about allergy to nuts. Of course, that's a gut issue ultimately, and we don't have time to fully engage in it because Dr. Matar needs to tell us what we need to know before we have to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.